The fourth commandment in Exodus 20 and Deuteronomy 5 points out the fact that we should remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. Now, some people would argue you won't find that in the New Testament, but we certainly find many examples of keeping the Sabbath holy and ultimately the power behind our worship. We can find a wonderful example of this in the book of Matthew. Fourth commandment can be noted in the book of Matthew, and in chapter 12, verse 8, we find Christ referring to his authority over the Sabbath. In Matthew chapter 12, the leaders of the day during the time of Christ were criticizing him for not following their traditions, not following their interpretations of what worship and Sabbath observance should be about. You see, Christ got right to the heart and core of things. He talked about the spiritual intent of the law, and he gets right down to it when it came to observing the Sabbath. Here's what he says in verse 8 of chapter 12. He says, "For the Son of Man is Lord, even of the Sabbath." Christ is supreme. He is master of the Sabbath. So whose interpretation of worship should we look to? Should we look to the false leaders of the day, or should we look to Jesus Christ himself? He said, look to me, look to Christ. And in fact, he inspired the words in Hebrews as well. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 9. Here, long after the crucifixion, we find the words that God inspired the Apostle Paul to write when he says, "There therefore remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God." This is long after the crucifixion. Sabbath observance was something that was necessary, and we need to do it in terms of honoring and worshiping God the Father and Jesus Christ, the Lord of the Sabbath. It's as important today as ever. So let's keep that in mind. That's BT Daily. We'll see you next time.